I'm here with Carl Tanner, who will be playing the part of Dick Johnson in Puccini's La Fanciulla del West. So if you could just tell me a little bit about the part that you will be singing whilst you're in Edinburgh, Carl.
What's really beautiful about the part is Puccini actually came to California, and I'm wondering if he met characters like Joe and Trin and Happy when he visited, or if it was just maybe these names were made up, you know, imaginative for himself. But he, if you listen to the music, it's quite beautiful, and it's some of the prettiest Puccini music. But you also hear elements of Madame Butterfly and Bohème in this work. As for me, singing it, I listened to it, and I used to watch old Westerns when I was a kid. And the music just fits perfectly into those old Westerns. So it's not weird for me. I actually did this role, my very first time doing the role, I did it in English. So I have a great understanding of the piece. And it was very interestingly translated verbatim into English for the singers the first time I did it. And then we were able to go and adapt it to a better translation to work within the musical context. But it's quite an amazing piece. And it's sad that it's not done very much, because it's such a large cast. And it is, they say it's Puccini's Wagner. And that's because of the three main characters. Well, all of the singers. The music is difficult, but some of the most beautiful music he wrote.
How do you find the difference between playing in a staged opera and doing concert performances such as you'll be doing for us at the Escher Hall?
Well, it's difficult, because this opera, with all the parts and all of the idiosyncrasies of the parts, there's gunshots, there's wind, there's so many opportunities to act out the role, that doing it in a concert setting, it's difficult to do. I was thinking about that today when we were rehearsing, that, you know, we had the stands up on stage and everybody had their music out on the stands, and it's very difficult to move on stage, even if you don't have all that, the stands and the chairs up there. It's difficult to not move on stage when you just want to jump into the role wholeheartedly, or jump into the opera, and you want to move, and you want to get up there, and you want to swagger in like a cowboy, and you're up there in a tuxedo. But, you know, there are those limitations, but you can still enjoy the role.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me, and good luck with your performance on Monday. I hope it all goes well for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.